ago. The next level is coming. Something for me.
My first movie is studio head and boom, I want you to star in it.
Whatever I do next, I also want to direct. Ari.
Does he even know how to direct?
Ari?
She's be really fat.
If this movie tanks, Vince will not come back from this. Neither will I, and neither will you.
This could get ugly.
Trust me, it's all good.
Oh my God.
The doctor said she's gonna pop any second. What's wrong?
We got a sex tape.
Oh God.
I'm getting married.
Oh God.
We need more money. Bye.
Oh God.
Cody, do you have dreams?
Of course I do, man. Just like any other person.
Well, then you need to dream bigger, bitch. Dream bigger. That's the tagline of the movies. And dream bigger then, bitch.
Dream bigger.
Oh, Entourage, man. I remember we was talking shit about this show yet last week, man.
Yeah, we were. I was like, man, I never gave a fuck about this show, man.
Yeah, man.
Even if it's LA-based, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I never knew what it was about. I didn't even know it was based on LA until I heard about this movie. I didn't know any, or until more people start telling me, like, what the idea of the show is and stuff. Like, oh, they just do, like, they're like, it's like Hollywood. They do a lot of movies and right, stuff like man. That in the film.
From what I gathered, I thought it was just a bunch of LA's and douchebags in LA just hanging out.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. But you know that three rules of life, though, Cody?
What would that be?
That is partying hard.
Okay.
And drinking hard.
Okay.
Getting a bunch of hot-ass women in the middle of it. Some of the most beautiful women LA has to offer.
All
right. Making money.
Yes.
And being in shape, working in movies.
Wow, that sounds a lot like LA, yep.
If you don't have those goals, that in that order, too, in that role order, whatever, living in LA, then what the fuck are you doing living here, then? You need to get your shit and go, because I was watching this movie, and then, you know, it started dawning on me. I was just like, this should have been an L.A. release because I don't think other states are going to get it just for the simple fact that they live in the middle of buttfuck nowhere. sorry to put L.A. on a pedestal like that, but...
don't be sorry about that. It's L.A.
Actually, yeah, you know right. I'm not sorry. Sorry about that. Motherfucker told me at this screening he was from Kansas. I just looked at him and was like, wow, you are so out of element in this theater right now then, bro. I was like, I don't even watch the show, and I can tell you right now, you ain't gonna get a goddamn thing in this fucking movie. You ain't gonna get a damn thing, whatever. Because the first scene in this movie, when it opens up, they're having this big-ass yacht party, drinking hot-ass women or whatever, bottles popping or whatever and shit like that, and you see a girl's titty run by the screen, I'm just like, I was already standing up and applauding. I said, goddamn it, that's right. That's what I'm talking about, man. You know, and you know, the same thing that dude from Kansas told me, he said, this is almost like Sex in the City for guys. I said, hold the fuck up right there now. I find that insulting for the simple fact that Sex in the City insults women. Mm-hmm. Entourage ain't insulting men. Because if you a man telling me you don't want to live this life, you a goddamn lie. You are a goddamn liar right now. I'm going to tell you this right now. Who the fuck don't want to fuck a bunch of hot-ass women, make a shitload of money, have big-ass houses, drive fast cars, be in movies, and according to Turtle, he started his own alcohol brand. He got his own tequila out there, so he's popular from that. Cody, what seemed to be the problem?
I'm trying to figure that out. I don't know. I just don't know.
If you want to say the stereotype, oh, they're making a stereotype of L.A. They don't have to work hard to get it. You goddamn right, dude. Oh, shit. Is that not the goal for the future, Cody?
Oh, yeah, that's part of it. I mean, you said it was like four primary goals. You said in order.
Yeah.
You probably prioritize one over the other, but still, yeah, that sounds about right.
I mean, shit, isn't that why you set a retirement fund up so you don't have to do a goddamn thing when you get old? I mean, am I right, Cody, or am I right? Feet up, you know. Let me just describe this screening. People, I had some of the most douchebags and hipsters show up from LA to this screening. Man, it was blowing my mind. And now, granted, I was wearing a suit too, but I already had the suit on before the screener was going on, so that I ain't judging me, even though I'm probably the biggest douchebag in that room right now. But Cody, I saw some of the most beautiful people in LA in this theater.
Of course.
I was blown away by this shit because I was just looking like, what fucking critics do y'all work for? So I was like, shit. Like, there was this one chick, she had this beautiful ass dress on, necklace on, heels and shit. And she had two dudes escorting her with some badass Armani suits on. So I was just like, what the fuck are y'all doing in this theater? That's all you saw in this room. Everybody had a suit and dress on.
Badass.
So people was like, damn, what's the movie about? People, I'm describing it. So Bob, we better than y'all. No. Yeah, you just living. We being it, you living. You dream it, we live it. There you go. Hey, Sean can vouch for us. That motherfucker over in Misery right now. he's like, damn.
Back in Pittsburgh.
Shit. That motherfucker, he missed LA so much whenever he just go like, you remember that one chick? And I'm just like, no, I don't remember that, Sam. I don't remember that at all, Mr. Sean, because that's almost every chick in LA, man. Man, you know, I walked into this not knowing a damn thing about this, and I tried to grasp the concept of here. I gotta say, first of all, let me go into plot synopsis. So you got the four guys returning. You got Eric, played by Kevin Conley, which is me. Man, this motherfucker, I was just like, this dude ain't got no problems. He's the biggest. And then next thing, 20 minutes later in the film, I was just like, yep, that's me. I'll shut the fuck up now. All right. I will shut the fuck up right now. He plays the manager to Adrian Grenier, a.k.a. Cody, who plays Vince in the film. You got Kevin Dillon, who plays Johnny Drama, and Jerry Ferrara as Turtle, which are both those characters are Wayne in the one. I'll get to that explanation later, how that works out. Trust me, if you watch this movie, you can see Wayne definitely in Johnny Drama. This motherfucker lives in the past and shit like that of the 80s and shit. I'm just like... Even dressed like Sid Steele and shit like that. I was just like, all right. I was like, God damn. I was like, you're not supposed to be making me like this or feel connected to this movie somehow. Why are you doing this to me, movie? Like, why are you doing this? But, and you got Jeremy Piven returning as Ari Gold, who I thought was the funniest character in the whole movie. If anybody else was flat and shit like that, Jeremy Piven stole this role. So you got these guys return. Jeremy Piven used to be from what I heard from the show, he was an agent. Well, now he runs a whole damn studio. They don't tell you which studio, but you live in LA, it looks pretty familiar to something with an S maybe or a W in there somewhere. I don't want to put those out there, but looked very goddamn familiar if you ask me. So, Culver City. Excuse me. Oh, wow. Excuse me. I must have had something in my throat there. But yeah. So it opens up with Adrian Greener. He's saying, I don't want to be in movies no more. Well, I want to be in movies no more, but my next film that you're going to produce or something like that, I want to be director of. I'm moving up to the next level. And everybody's just like, he's the pretty boy. He doesn't talk. He doesn't know. He's supposed to be in front of the camera. He's a talent, just like I say with Cody. Could Cody tell me some shit like that? I want a director, bro. I'd look at him and be like, nigga, if you don't get your pretty ass on screen and make my money, bitch. Basically, I'm Mickey and Cody is Pirates of the Caribbean. He wants to be something deeper, but I'm telling him, you better get your ass out there and whore out right now or whatever shit, okay? Shit, you better make my money. I don't give a fuck what you want to do directing. Yeah, out your goddamn mind, Coach.
Some shit like that.
I know, right? People, this ain't no made up shit. I've told Cody shit like this before. Motherfucker always tell me about dreams and the bitch. I just look at him and go like, you don't get your pretty ass in front of that camera, nigga. Shit. There's a reason why I got your ass on here, nigga. Shit. Now fucking do it. He's like Minnie Mouse from that Family Guy sketch or whatever. And she's like, do I have to take my clothes off? And he's like, you want to be a star, right? Then take it off.
Oh, shit.
That's Cody right now. Shit. And he's like, you want to be a star, Cody? Well, then take that shit off and smile, nigga.
Yes, Mr. One.
Yeah, that's right. Shit, and I start drawing fast. Like, oh, yeah. So they give him $100 million. That was funny as shit when they said, we give you $100 million. I was like, first-time director, huh? Giving him $100 million, all right? And he's pretty much going over that budget. So you got, Billy Bob Thornton and Haley Joel Osment, who play these Texas redneck fucks. Whatever. They even make fun of Texas in this movie, Cody. That shit was hilarious to me because Jeremy Piven, he has to go to Texas because he was just like, in order for me to get more money, I got to go to buttfuck. And he literally said this, buttfuck nowhere, Texas. And I was like, oh my God. I thought that was just a phrase I made up. Apparently that's an LA thing. He's like, I gotta go there and talk to these redneck fucks to get me some more money, whatever. And I don't like when I have to do that. And I love it because he's driving and he rolls down the window and he sees these cows and cornfields and shit like that. And he's just like, and then he gets on the phone to talking to one of the this gay character who the gay character's getting married, and he wants Jeremy Piven to walk him down the aisle and shit like that. And he's just like, where are you at, Ari? And he's just like, you smell that shit? I'm in a goddamn field right now with this hoedown-ass town or something like that. And I was like, once again, I stood and applauded. I was like, yes.
Hoedown-ass town.
People, he literally say shit like that, though. I was like, what the fuck? The funny thing is, every time I go to the South or something like that, I always say some shit like that, too. I always make fun of it. I just go like, I said it to Z and CJ almost every fucking day. I was like, you know, some hoedown-ass fucking town or some shit like that. Matter of fact, I sent a message to all of us the other day where I said, Z, wherever the fuck your hoedown-ass town is. I don't give a fuck.
You share characters and how it goes.
Man, he had a mix of me in there, too. So yes. Billy Bob Thornton and they, him and Haley Joel Osment, they play these redneck father and son duo, and they do it pretty well. They're like invested into these characters, Billy Bob Thornton, he's like, look, I don't give a fuck about none of these movies. All I know is they make me a lot of money. He was just like, well, he's gonna show a screener tonight. And he just put his hand up, and Billy Bob Thornton put his hand up and said, I don't watch these fucking movies, okay? You just bring me money. And I was just like, yep, that sounds about right, too. He's like, but you take my son with me. He seems to have an eye for these things. So Jeremy Piven takes Haley Joel Osment there. They're supposed to have a screener at this huge-ass house party at Turtle's house. I mean, there are so many celebrities at this party, you're going to miss a few. I mean, even Jon Favreau was there. And Wayne's character, Kevin Dillon, Johnny Drama's character, he was trying to talk to John Favreau, talking about, you should put me in Iron Man 4. And then John Favreau was telling him, that shit's done, man. He said, you're like 5 years older than Robert Downey Jr. anyway. Why the hell would we cast you? I was like, yep, that's Wayne. He's going to talk all shit about Marvel, but if he ran into John Favreau, hey, man, I'll be the next Iron Man you want me to. He's just like, what the hell I want you for? That's Wayne right there. And he was just like, fuck you, Favreau. You fucked me over for the last time. And I was like, oh, kind of like Terrence Howard got fucked over. But anyway, what he claims. You got him there. I mean, there was a ton of fucking actors. And then, I'm not going to lie, one of the worst now. She showed up, too. Ronda Rousey.
Is she speaking in this movie?
She speaks a lot. She has a subplot in this film.
I remember the last movie we saw, Furious 7, she had one line.
And it was the worst line of the whole...
The worst line of this entire year so far.
She's the worst actress of the year. Yeah. By far. Like, she's on screen in this movie longer than she needs to be, and she is fucking terrible. Like, I mean, just fucking tech. Girl, you beautiful and talented, athletic and shit like that, but you need to stay the fuck off of camera because you can't act for shit. Now, I will let you beat my ass any day, though, for some ass. I mean, because when she said, if you can last 30 seconds, I might fuck you, I was just like, shit. I took my shoes off. I was like, shit. Be an honor. Well, the funny thing was, she didn't say I'd let you fuck me. She said I'd fuck you. So I'm just like, huh, I don't know how that works out, but either way, I'm down for it. So this is Turtle's house, right?
Uh-huh.
And they ended up roofing Kevin Conley, a.k.a. Eric, a.k.a. me. And he goes, Cody, he had that look in his eye throughout the whole party like I do when we was at that rooftop bar.
You already said he got roofied, so I was like, yep. That's
too much. When he was at the pool and like somebody came up to him and said, Eric, you okay? And then he kept giving all these girls this look and winking at him and shit.
Oh,
I was just like, and then when somebody asked him, are you okay? He just said, every time I stare at a girl, I get a hard dick right now.
Yeah, oh, wow.
I said, I need to watch this show now. I said, and then next you know it, so Turtle is showing Ronda Rousey around the house, and then he's like, Ronda Rousey's like, you hear that? Sounds like somebody's fucking in your bedroom or whatever. And sure enough, it's Eric and some hot chick up in there fucking. And then when he gets busted, he turns his head around and smiles at Turtle and just give him a thumbs up and keeps fucking her.
Oh my god.
I was like, now, I'm not saying I would do that to any Cody Wayners. I would never do that to y'all. But I will say that I have done that before in somebody else's house. And I'm not proud of that, but, you know. I don't mean to be fucking in your master bedroom or, nothing, or in your bed, for that matter, or on your sofa or whatever it is. But it just happened. And, yeah, you know, I was like, wow, this guy's awesome. I was like, this guy's awesome. Mind you, when his character first shows up, he's fucking some hot, younger, blonde chick than him, whatever, with a perfect body. And I'm just like, yep, that sounds about right. So it all revolves, basically the whole plot all revolves around them trying to give Adrian Grenner character more money to finish off his film. Which they don't have faith in at all. They're just like, it's shit. And then it even took Jeremy Piven 2 hours just to play the damn movie once he got a DVD copy. He was just like, because it was pretty much, if this movie failed, Jeremy Piven's career was over. Everybody's career was over for this. And then Jeremy Piven watched it next morning. He woke up, he said, this is a fucking masterpiece. The greatest goddamn thing I've ever seen. But little we know, what's his name? Haley Joel Osment doesn't like Adrian Grenner's character in the movie because he gets a little jealous because we find out Adrian Grenner is fucking some hot supermodel that Haley Joel Osment was stalking.
Aww.
So pretty much this whole movie revolves around them just trying to make this movie and then live it big. That, I mean, there really is, to be honest, there really is no fucking plot to this movie. I mean, because that, even though they try to make a big deal of that movie, it almost feels like Adrian Grenner don't even give a fuck about the movie, to be honest. It really fucking okay. Doesn't. And the funny thing, it ends with them winning Golden Globes.
Wow.
This shit was hilarious when they won. I was just like, man, that L.A. life is beautiful. I'm not gonna, you know, I'll admit, man, this movie has a lot of problems. But there's a lot of excitement if you're from L.A. in this film. And you can relate to these characters.
Yeah, because what you're telling me, man, is shit. I don't
want to
see this shit.
Yeah, man, it's a beautiful train wreck, if that's any way to put it.
Okay.
I mean, because first of all, I gotta say the first problem of this movie I gotta say that I have with it is that it shouldn't be a movie.
Right.
Not even it shouldn't have been a movie. It shouldn't have been released in theaters. This is something like HBO should have had. It felt like a direct tie-in to it's almost as if like because I forgot there was like either it was 5 or 8 seasons of Entourage. And it just ended and got canceled or whatever and shit. It almost like this movie was saying, hey, we can't get another season, but let's spend about $2 million more, get Mark Wahlberg to produce it because we probably can make a shitload of money off of it. Now, let's just make a whole movie instead of a whole season out of it.
Okay.
It had a very good TV vibe to it. I mean, it felt very TV. You almost feel like, unless you've seen it with the crowd that I saw it with, it's a waste of your time in theaters. The funnest part about it was just matching these characters to us. Be- because every time you think that, like, it's like, nah, that ain't me. And then next time they do, they, like, up the antics on their extreme behaviors where it's just like. And then this dude, Vince, that's so fucking Cody, too. There's this hot-ass model chick, like I said in here. That's they're pretty much so casual that it's just like everybody. Well, my character and Wayne's character, we're all like, you should fuck her, and he's like, nah, man. You know, he's like, we're gonna go out, we'll see what happens. You know, I was just like, God damn it, I said, God damn. And then even when they hook up, he doesn't even tell them about it, whatever. And so, cause they find out from the news media on TMZ or some shit like that. And then my character and Wayne's character ask him about it, he's just like. Yeah, we dating, so what? He's like, I didn't seem to make a big deal about it or anything. I was just like, yep, that's Cody. Yep, he's the type of motherfucker that wouldn't even bring it up or nothing like that. He'd just be like, yeah, you know, we doing something, you know, just something small. It's like, damn, nigga, you fucking her or not? Shit, shit. He beating around the fucking bush here or whatever, shit. I will say the cameos probably got... I would say some of them got a little ridiculous, but some of them I didn't even know who the fuck they were. Like, some of them were athletes and shit like that. I was just like, okay, yeah, whatever. There's a scene where Jessica Alba comes out with, like, guns and shit like that. Whatever. I thought she was filming a Dark Angel movie or something like that. That girl is fucking beautiful as fuck still. I was like, Jesus Christ. Damn, I haven't seen her in a movie in a while now, but I was just staring. I was like, damn, girl, do you age?
Yeah, I think she's one of those.
And you had kids recently, too. It's like, how do you look that good still? Shit.
Is that Holly Berry disease?
Man, she's looking damn good. I was like, And then all the ass and tits walking around in the movie. I was like, man. And then my character, I guess from the show, he had a wife and they split because my character ended up fucking her stepmom. Yeah, I'm not gonna get in my past sex life, but yeah, we'll save that for another story one day. I'm not saying that happened, but similar, but you know, so they split, but she's pregnant and they kind of still hang out, and she's gorgeous as fuck too. And I love it because they're like, he's kind of like, yeah, if you want to make it work out, we can make it work out, you know, just. Do what you gotta do, and the very next thing he fucking some other chick and looking at her. I was just like, he's speaking so much to me and so less dialogue here that I understand completely where he's coming from, you know. I mean, the movie pretty much is like a lot of filler. And by the way, when you see the movie too, they actually show you the parts of the movie where Jeremy Piven's watching. It looked like the biggest goddamn what's those damn new fiery gums they got? That gum commercial they got or whatever? Were they like in the cave and shit?
Yeah, fiery. Yeah, I don't know.
Fuck, I forgot. I think it's fire. Some shit. I think it's. I don't know what the fuck. I think it's not Double Mint. Whatever.
Is it five?
Yeah, five. That five shit, whatever. I knew it was with an F. I was like, God damn, what is it? It looked like one of them goddamn commercials, the movie. It is so goddamn ridiculous and out there. It looks like an L.A. rave. They had a club, and it starts off with, like, a lot of people just dancing, drinking and stuff like that. And then next to them, these cops show up, and the DJ, like, he just turns into, like some super-powered being or something like that, where he plays a lot of electronic music or whatever. And just, like, and then next to them, he shoots, like, he loads up this gun with these yellow... bullet looking things or whatever, and he shoots them in the air and everybody drinks them like it's ecstasy or something like that. And the next note they're just throwing shit at the cops and shit saying fuck the police. And I was just like, I kind of want to watch the rest of this movie right now. It looks stupid as fuck, but hey, whatever. I don't even know what to say about this movie, to be honest. I'm at a loss for fucking words about this movie. I mean, it doesn't feel like a movie. It feels like a TV movie. I mean, the chemistry is there between the characters. I thought Turtle's character. I mean, a lot of the characters, they really feel like there's no point of them being there. Yeah, I would even say Turtle and Johnny at the most, because the jokes they do with Johnny at the end, he's trying to be an actor and shit like that, and it just ain't working out for him because everybody makes fun of him and shit. I mean, there's even a point where he was trying to fuck this this, well, hell, believe it or not, this. Angry Australian dudes girlfriend, or he was fucking her, and this dude told him, I'll fucking find you and kill you, and he was just like, fuck you, bring it on, mate. Or he didn't say mate, but I challenged the Wayne. He said, he pretty much said what Wayne would say. He's like, oh, fuck you, you know, fuck you, good luck finding me, whatever. So this dude hacks the girlfriend's phone or whatever and posts photos of pretty much Wayne jerking off and posts it online and shit like this. So everybody makes fun of him for that shit. And then the movie ends with them, that movie being a huge success. They get nominated for Golden Globes. Wayne wins a Golden Globe, Best Supporting Actor, even though he only had 4 scenes, but everybody keeps saying they were pivotal in the movie. So that's how the movie ends. Man, I gotta say, the character is definitely very douchebaggery and shit like that, but they're having a lot of fun. And I'd be a goddamn lie sitting up here saying if I didn't want to do any of what they were doing. Yeah, so Jeremy Piven, if anybody was the best character, it was definitely him. Jeremy Piven was selling that role. I mean, it's probably, I hate to even say this, probably one, I haven't seen him in a movie in a while, actually. I'm trying to think of the last movie I saw him in. Might have been that movie with Ven Rhames. I think he did, what was the name of that movie? When they were car salesmen or something like that?
Oh, yeah, I forgot, yeah.
That was a long ass time ago.
A while ago.
Yeah, I don't remember what the fuck he's been in recently. But no, he was really good in this, man. I was like, you know what? I wouldn't mind. This movie didn't make me want to, like, go back and watch fucking Entourage over and over. But it was one of those things where it was just like, if it's on TV and I'm skimming through channels and got time, I'll probably stop and watch it now or something like that. Or if they were saying they were making a spinoff of Ari Gold's character, I'd be like, oh, I'd be all for that. Ari Gold is fucking charismatic as shit. He's kind of like the Saul Goodman of the show. Just, it's like, he's so out there and extreme that it's like, I don't even think he belongs. Because, man, he says some shit in this movie, man. It is funny as fuck. Like, when he's setting up the gay dude's wedding and shit like that, he told his wife, because they had to get therapy, him and his wife, and then she was just like, he wants to host a gay wedding in our backyard with our children present, whatever. And he was just like, what's wrong with that? He's like, he's some kind of sexist, homophobic fuck or something like that. And I was like, yep, that's probably me too. Like, and she was just like, no, I don't have a problem with gays or nothing like this. The fact that you said you're going to have a purple giant dildo sitting in the middle of our yard in front of our kids. Or he was like, I was just joking with you. It's not going to be purple. It's going to be gold. He was just like, what's wrong with you? I mean, there was a lot of extreme. And then especially when Jeremy Piven was getting pissed off to these country people, that shit was hilarious. Cause he called him. He said, this is my goddamn studio, and I'm not gonna let some Yosemite Sam looking motherfucker. I kid you not, people. He says it just like that too. I'm not gonna let some Yosemite Sam looking motherfucker take my movie from me. Man, it's not a good movie at all. I mean, as far as it doesn't even feel like it. It feels like a lot of just scenes thrown in there from the show itself. But then again, I haven't seen the show. I know a lot of people was talking shit about this movie, saying it's like, oh, you know, that show got canceled for a reason. But it seems like, from what I'm hearing, they grasped the aspect of what the show was and just turned it into a movie. So I see why a lot of people that are fans of the show like the movie, and I can see why probably a lot of people that aren't fans of it don't like it. Yeah, so I'm one of those that I'm in the middle. I never watched the show, so I don't have any interpretations of what to do about it. But when the movie started, I kind of had an idea of what it was going to be about, and I figured, like, well, what can you do about a movie? Oh, they even show there was a Mark Wahlberg cameo in here, too. Mm-hmm. This dude, man, he playing the ultimate damn. I mean, you would have still thought he was with the Funky Bunch in this scene. This dude came in, he just like, hey, yo, bro, what's going on? You locked out your door, Vinny? And he's like, oh, yo, Mark, what's up, bro? He was just like, yo, I got my boys right here. We'll kick the door down for you, baby. I was like, damn, does he really talk like that, bro?
Yeah, that's him, man. That's all him.
Like, at parts, like, people make fun of him about that. It's like, I don't think he's playing a character. I think that's really
I'm not Walmart, bro.
Yo, he's just like, yo, fuck off, bro. I was like, what do you want to do about I think he'd be an interesting character to hang around with in real life.
Yeah, yes. Not an attack with Mark Wahlberg. I would kill for that. That
shit. I think that's why we like him in Ted so much, because it's like, I don't think that's acting. I think that's, like, a lot of people say he's too goddamn old for this. Hey, I don't think you're never too old to do any goddamn thing, but as far as partying and shit like that, but Mark Wahlberg looked like one of the dudes that's never gonna grow up, so fuck it. Why force him to?
Wouldn't have him any other way.
Yeah, personally, I ain't gonna lie. I like him like that. I like him like that. That makes him fun and have personality and shit like that, you know? He's slapping motherfuckers and shit like that. Man, I'm at crossroads with this review, because although I don't think the movie is anything of a technical masterpiece, I mean, there's really not a lot going on in this movie. There's not even really a fucking plot to this movie. It's just scenes for scenes happening. I mean, what really makes the movie keep going is the characters that you got here. Jeremy Piven is fucking hilarious. Oh, there's even a useless-ass cameo by Armie Hammer.
I saw previews of that, yep.
Yeah, it was just like that one shot there or whatever. And looking at this movie, too, I was just staring at Armie Hammer. I was just like, man, you just got star written all over you, dude. I don't know what went wrong with your career.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, dude, like, as I was staring at him, I was just like, I see Captain America, Superman. I mean, I just...
He was about to be Batman, but that fell through.
Yeah, I was just like, dude, I mean, he does have... In this movie, he's not even in a suit or tie or, but he just had Bruce Wayne even written on him. I was just like, you just got, like, star power written all over you. And for some reason, you just... Just something about you, you just can't nail that grass ring or something like that, you know? I mean, that brass ring, I mean... I don't know what it is or what he needs to do, but I almost feel sorry for the dude. Cause I'm like, I see talent written on you, boy.
Yeah, he has talent. I've seen it.
So get your ass out there, man. I'm telling you, he should be the Adam. There you go.
Damn.
He can be the Adam. There you go. He can be the Flash. How about that in the movie?
He wouldn't be the worst choice.
Yeah, I could see that if they went with the... Well, they're not going to go that route. Never mind. I was going to say, if they were going to go with the serious tone Flash... Whatever, but you know, it's not like Armie Hammer is a comedic. I've seen him do some comedic shit or whatever at times, and his timing is not off or anything like that. So, I mean, probably, and with Lord and Miller writing it, you know,
right?
He'd probably be perfect for that. But no, man, his was useless. The worst thing personally about the movie is that it feels like a TV movie. It doesn't feel like it should be in theater. It felt like it should have went straight to HBO or like straight to Netflix or something like that. And say that's not in today's time. That's not a bad thing either.
No, not at all.
Actually, that's a lot of fucking praise now, especially with the home market almost dominating the theater systems here. And then the second worst thing about this movie is fucking Ronda Rousey, dude. She is fucking terrible. Her and Turtle, they have their own little subplot going throughout the whole film, where he's trying to hit on her, but his boy's telling him, she doesn't want your little ass. Come on now, like. And then next, you know, she invites him over for brunch or something like that. And he's talking business, and she's just like, all you want to do is talk business with me or whatever? You know, I had breakfast made for us and stuff like that. And he was just like, oh, is this a date? And she was like, why else did you think I invite you over? And he's like, every guy I always meet want to talk business with me because they want to market me or something like that. Get out of my house now, whatever. And I was just like, okay, you are terrible at this. You know, you are just fucking god-awful in delivery. I mean, you're probably up there on the Stallone level. I see why he recruited you in Expendables now.
There you go.
I really do see why. You know, I'm almost forgetting her role in Expendables just because she's getting worse and worse.
Yeah, she really is.
By she each really fucking is. Movie. I mean, she probably, if she would have been in Furious 7 longer, she probably would have been worse than that one.
Oh, God.
Because that one line she delivered, like, that one was the most terrible line I've ever heard delivered.
Yeah.
She has a couple in here, but they don't sound as atrocious as that one. They sound atrocious, but...
I was going to say, man, because that shit takes the cake. I haven't heard anything that bad in ages.
It felt so forced in that movie. I mean, in here, it just feels fake.
Yeah.
It feels like she's really reading a fucking cue card in the background somewhere or something like that. And it's just a scene... Like, her presence is nothing there but just to prove the stereotype of just like, oh, all MMA or you boxing fighter or fighters, they got temper problems and just want to fight. That's it. Because her whole scene is just like, oh, she sends him a text message saying, oh, if you want to apologize, come meet me here or whatever and stuff like that. Next thing you know, it's at a gym. And she's just like, she's giving him a hard time, whatever. And it's just like, bitch, you invited him here. And he's like, okay, shit, what the fuck? Now, part of me would have been scared, but a part of me would have whispered under my breath, it's like, bitch, you invited me here. Shit, now you trying to act all badass in front of your boxing friends and shit like that? You know, it's just... I mean, you can go ahead and whoop my ass, because if there's no fact, it's just like, nobody going to make fun of that, because it's going to be like, yeah, it's Ronda Rousey. I expect her to kick my ass. It'd be a miracle if I lasted around with her. So come on now. If it was just some random bitch off the street, then yeah, that'd be funny. But it's Ronda Rousey. There's nothing funny about that. Every man would get her ass kicked by. And she was just like, and you know, they played that whole joke of Turtle going like, oh, you don't want to get in the ring with me and shit like that. You know, it's just like, you know, I'm a guy. You know, you're a girl. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, that's stupid as fuck now. That joke has been used on Ronda so much, even in real life. It's just like, okay, can we stop with that? That's not even funny anymore. We already know she can beat the fuck out of people, so. Exactly. Just to have a terrible-ass MMA scene where he lasts 30 seconds, didn't break his arm. She sprained it, but he lasted. And for that ass, I mean, any girl that tells you, hey, you know, you last for 30 seconds, I'll fuck you, you know, it's just like, shit, sign me up. Layla Ali, where you at, girl? It's a wink for you. Oh, man, you know, I wish you would have saw this movie.
I couldn't do it with you when I saw it with you.
Just for the simple fact that you would have laughed your ass off at when E was at that pool party and he had that look in his eye, just... He was putting his sunglasses down, just staring or whatever.
Wow.
He had this smirk on his face or whatever, and then like every girl was winking back at him and shit like that. And then when your character came and asked what's wrong or whatever, he straight up told him, I don't know what it is, but every time I look at a chick, I get a boner. And I was like, damn, I'm reliving that rooftop party me and Sean and Cody went to. I was like, yeah. I said the same thing. So yeah, man. You know, I'm gonna give it a low rent it, man.
Okay.
Give it a low rent it. I don't think you need to go see this in theater, but hey, if somebody wants to go watch it with me, I'd be inclined to watch it again. I think it'd be a lot of fucking fun. I wish you don't listen to this review and just see if you can point out the characters of who's who.
Seriously.
Because I know
that's cool right there.
I wish Cody would have saw it with me just for the simple fact that neither one of us has any knowledge of Entourage. So when those characters traits of Eric would have kicked in, Cody would have probably just looked at me and just been like, and I'd have been sitting there smiling, just like, it's my life story right here, Cody. That means I'm gonna be your producer one day. I'm gonna be your manager.
That's some shit. I can see that happening.
Yeah, so get your pretty ass up on in front of that camera right now, whatever shit. And the dude is playing off his looks too so much in the movie. Just like, I mean, just certain poses and shit like that. I was just like, yep, it's Cody. It's Cody, man. So yeah, man. If you got dreams, bitch, dream bigger, because. Oh, people, that's also a funny cameo by Liam Neeson, too.
Oh, okay.
He tells Jeremy Piven's character to fuck off. I don't even know why. I don't know if there was an episode of it, but I know that they drive up next to each other. And he's like, hey, Liam, what's up, man? You remember me? And then Liam just looking at him like, oh, fuck you, Ari. He's like, you fucking prick. I was just like, yep, I'm sure somebody will tell me that in my future as well. So, yep. Oh, by the way, people, I forgot to say this in the review. The review's done or whatever. Cody's all gone and everything. Everything's been handled. I forgot one thing about this movie, though. Fucking T.I. is in the film. Now, you might have heard in the initial review that I gave this a low rent. That just got fucking changed to just a middle-of-the-road stream it. T.I. is the worst-looking nigga I've ever seen in my life. He looks like a little goddamn rat that just took some heroin that just climbed up a tree and looked down as if a car was getting ready to splat his little rat-looking ass. He's fucking terrible in this film, and I just wanted to put that out there. He's the only reason why anyone would ever come back to review to drop his rating, is because that black-ass nigga cannot fucking act.
Because you said I couldn't direct unless we agreed.
It's like when a girl asks if you want to bang her hot sister. Of course you say no. Neither of you really believes you mean it, though.
What is he doing here?
Open the door!
Yo, Vinny! What's the matter? Your girlfriend lock you out of that anymore?
No, my co-financier.
Do you see him?
My boys will break that door right now. I got the history. He's crazy.
I'm crazy. Take me for a round. I last 30 seconds. You let me take you out on a date.
Last 60 seconds, I'll let you.
I was done! 3 seconds! I just wanted to take you to dinner!